All right, I have to always wait because Frank wants his bumper music, to be fully appreciated.
Because Hobo doesn't know the Eagles Hotel California.
I thought Eagle was some bird that flew around, you know what I mean? But at any rate, listening to Who's Talking here. We have Bobby call in the studio. Right now, we have friend of the program, Chris Horn. He talks recruiting for the Sabre. And we got a lot to talk about from a football perspective, and maybe even he might even have some news basketball-wise. Who knows? At any rate, Chris, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks for having me, as always, guys. Thanks.
All right, this is Fast and Furious, Chris. All right, so in your wonderful report on the Sabre, you announced that Lamont Adkins and Jermaine Crowell both are expected to make well, they had official visits this weekend, but you're also expecting that both of those gentlemen will enroll early this January so that they can participate in spring ball. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's true. And a third player, Zachariah Burton, who's a defensive back out of Delaware, who's going to be making his official visit for the Louisville game, is also he's also signed the Grand NA paperwork necessary for him to enroll in January. So that's at least three guys, that's three players, two defensive backs, one running back, who UVA can expect to see next spring in practice.
All right. In addition to those two young men being in the stands for the big game on Saturday against Pitt, so also we're seeing Darnell Pratt, the wide receiver, mm-hmm. Chris Glazer, an offensive lineman, Mandy Alonso, a defensive tackle, from Florida, no less, Tommy Crist, a very important D lineman from Sterling, Virginia, and Joey Blunt, the son of a former Wahoo, Tony Blunt, who is held in very high regard back in his playing days. Anybody else there that you were aware of besides those gentlemen?
Well, there were some targets, some of the guys you mentioned the committed guys, like Mandy Alonso, nose tackle, Chris Glazer, offensive line prospect as well, and Joey Blount, who you mentioned his father played safety as a true freshman at Virginia, so he's being recruited as a safety as well. Joey is, and a guy that many feel is kind of underrated. Joey, he's got a great sense for the game, so it'll be interesting to see. See his role next year as a true freshman as well. Maybe he'll be like following his dad's footsteps.
We can only hope so. We can only hope so. I tell you, just like in Animal House, don't legacies normally get in? I mean, and in this case, Flounder, but in the case of Joey Blunt, he's supposed to really have a lot of potential. I also read where you said that Jade Pierre, a 6'2", 300-pound monster, attended the game, and the Wahoos recently offered him. Are there any other recent offers floating out there that you're aware of?
Jade's a class of 2018 kid, so he's currently a junior. Virginia has offered some more offensive line prospects recently, which, of course, if you're following recruiting pretty closely, that's a position UVA has to take the big numbers in this year's class and even next year's class just to build some depth. Cole Kirby, who's a prospect out of Kentucky, about 6'5", 285 pounds, he was at the game on Saturday. So was Makai Becton, a local kid out of Highland Springs, massive kid. So you could definitely tell he was there. You can see him from a mile away. He's about 6'7", 300 pounds.
Come on, we love the Springers.
We need
that young man.
Hey, state champions last year, and Coach Johnson, Lauren Johnson's put out some pretty good players, certainly. He's a big time target for Virginia, who not only do they need quantity, but they need to get some guys who are able to come in and add immediate depth. And I think Makai, with his size, but he also has the potential to be able to do that. Now he's got some Virginia Techs in there, Michigan. I believe Georgia. So he's got some competition there with Virginia's a school that offered him a while ago, and he's visited many times. So Virginia's in good position. Obviously, I'm sure they'd love to have him
Chris,
already on board.
Let me jump in here with a quick question. Do you
sure.
see any difference in approach from the standpoint of the Bronco Mendenhall staff when it comes to recruiting?
In terms of, offensive line is something that certainly comes to mind, and offensive line coach Garrett Fugier talked about this, was that they don't necessarily look for kids who are 6'6", 6'7", 300-plus pounds already. Of course, I just mentioned one, Makai, but he likes to recruit kids who are 6'4", 6'5". You know, height, I guess, really doesn't really matter, but likes to recruit kids who are in the 260, 270-pound range so they can get them in, build them up the way they want physically and athletically. And so he prefers that as opposed to bringing somebody in and having to have them, potentially have to lose weight and things like that. So that's definitely one area that comes to mind. But, you know, I think continuing where, Mike London, I think, left off in last year's class, you know, they've kept on in terms of recruiting kids who are quality character and guys who get the job done on and off the field. So that's been a big emphasis just to continue that. You see Stanford having so much success with a lot of kids like that. I think certainly they can see that potential in Virginia. So certainly from a positional standpoint, offensive line, as I mentioned, is something that comes to mind. But overall, still recruiting high character kids on and off the field.
We were speaking with Chris Horn of thesaber.com. Chris, in all your years of covering the University of Virginia, has there ever been a year where the Cavaliers ever needed like 7 or 8 offensive linemen in one year?
This is definitely unique. I mean, they're part of it is, I think, the recruiting, but certainly part of it is injuries as well. Virginia's been really hit hard by injuries, but no, this is certainly, Frank, this is very unique, I think, in terms of, I really think they have to have 6 or 7 kids in this class, and then looking ahead to next year, 6 or 7 kids in next year's class potentially as well. Looking towards next year, right now they have the projected number of 11 scholarship offensive linemen, and, two of those guys will be returning starters, local guy Jack English being one of those guys. And two guys who are playing in the regular rotation this year, Jake Filer and R.J. Proctor. But other than those four guys, really nobody returning with any experience. So it's going to be an interesting situation next year. I mean, obviously you have
they're going to be expecting Stephen Moss to finally do something, and also Sean Carl, hoping that he can rehabilitate following his back injury and surgery. So. I'm looking here at the 19 names that have committed for 2017, and the official signing day this year is it February the 3rd?
I think February 2nd or 3rd, whatever, first Wednesday in February, it's always that day.
Yes. So looking at this list, and you say if three enroll early, they do not count against this list. So Virginia still has 9 more scholarships to give in this class. Of the scholarships that are out there and have been offered, how many would you say are good leans for Virginia?
Well, I mentioned Makai Becton earlier. I do think Virginia's got a good chance with him. However, I think he doesn't seem to be in any kind of rush to make his decision. So I think he's a guy that I think Virginia's got a good chance with. There's a kid who they hosted this past weekend named Jamari Peacock, who's a running back out of Florida. I think Virginia seems to be in a pretty good position with him from what I can tell. And he's another kid who is planning on enrolling in January. So even if he commits, he kind of gives that instant flexibility in terms of scholarships. So those are definitely two guys who come to mind right now. Certainly Virginia's in the market for some more offensive line prospects, and I think you'll see, I'd be surprised if more offers don't go out here soon. And in addition, looking at some defensive line targets and some linebackers, and they hosted a pretty good outside linebacker target and Zane Zandier this past weekend as well from Pennsylvania. I think if he's a kid that I visited this summer and seemed to like it in return for a trip to Virginia. So it looks like definitely the front 7 defensively as well as offensive line. That's kind of where the focus is. And as I mentioned, I think Becton is a guy that Becton and Peacock are guys that certainly come to mind as as being players Virginia's in pretty good position with right now.
And how about Ronnie Walker, the running back over in Hopewell? Right. I think you may have mentioned him earlier. I have not seen him play. What's your take on Ronnie Walker?
Yeah, well, he's a kid who's being very highly recruited. UVA has him on its wish list already. He's got an offer from Virginia as well as several other schools. He's visited UVA pretty frequently. So he's seen, in terms of class of 2018 kids, I'd say Virginia has a pretty good head start with him. He seems to like it every time he goes to UVA, and they are definitely pretty recruiting him pretty heavily. So he's definitely a name to remember, especially, he's from Hopewell and, so not too far down the road for UVA. Definitely a running back that seems extremely high on the wish list right now.
Well, let's hope we get him. By the way, my grandmother used to teach history at Hopewell High School, so maybe that'll bring some good karma their way. But listen, we're going to let you go, and we thank you, Chris. Excellent report, and we'll bring you back here multiple times, talk about recruiting more and more, and we thank you for...
We'll bring Chris back, sort of like my voting practices, early and often.
There we go. Hubba's encouraging his whole family to vote like 10 times, but listen, you have a great night, and we thank you, and let's bounce back here with Dr. Robert Call, former UVA defensive back. Bobby, looking at the Cavalier team that you saw this past Saturday, where are some positions of need just off the top of your head as you watch the team, because you've noted Virginia's could use a little help in some areas?
Well, you know, when you think about who can control a defensive end is somebody who can cover a lot of territory, do a lot of damage, rushing the passer, dropping back into coverage, sealing off the run inside and out. So defensive end, I think, is crucial. You know, we got decent linebackers. Yeah, we've got athletes back there. What I was concerned about was the break on the ball. Sometimes we made some good plays, but sometimes we were just there or drop back into zone and be in your zone, but not where the player is in your zone.
Yes.
So that didn't make any sense to me, and that might be a rookie mistake. But you got to watch the receiver out of the corner of your eye, and you got to watch the quarterback out of the other side of your eye. So getting the break on the ball is crucial. You can guard a guy and be there and still not make the play.
Speaking of that, Bryce Hall is a freshman. Juan Thornhill is a sophomore who has not played until this year. And you've got to remember that both Miles Robinson is out for the year with that toe injury surgery. He's another cornerback that was really a rookie. Tim Harris was the only veteran cornerback returning. And let's face it, they just can't afford to have any more of these guys get hurt. All right. We're going to jump to break here. We come back on the other side. We're going to break down the ACC, last week's scores, and this week's predictions on the upcoming games. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.